This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tel Aviv this afternoon on a two-day visit to Israel. He received a ceremonial welcome upon arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife Sara Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. This marks Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative and prosperous future for both the countries. Our special correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has arrived in Tel Aviv on two-day state visit to Israel. On airport, he was received by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself. Host of prominent people from all over the Israel were also present at the airport to greet the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister is holding wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart in Tel Aviv. After these talks, Pradhan Mantri will be marching towards Jerusalem, which is around 1 hour journey from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Pradhan Mantri's main program in Jerusalem is to address to Israeli parliament, which is called Knesset. 120 members of Israeli parliament and entire Israel is very eager to hear Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi in his address to the parliament. In the evening after the address to parliament, he is also scheduled to visit a tech exhibition in which top industrial innovations of Israel are to be demonstrated. Dhiraj Kakadia, Akashvani News, Jerusalem.
President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the four-day National Arogya Fair in Shegaon of Bultana district in Vidarbh region of Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, the president said healthy citizens play a key role in making the country healthy. She said medicinal plant farming improves the financial condition of farmers and also improves soil health. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal has accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of compromising with national interests. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal alleged that the Gandhi family and the Congress party are putting the interests of the countrymen at stake. The Supreme Court today clarified that the Class 10th admit card accompanied by a pass certificate can be produced as supplementary documentation for identity verification in the ongoing special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal. The Ministry of Culture and the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry today signed an MOU to develop a comprehensive strategy for the country's cultural and creative economy. In a social media post, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, "This agreement is an important step towards making culture the foundation of economic prosperity." Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the government is fully committed to provide gig and platform workers a secure, dignified and better work environment. He said this while addressing Powering Inclusive Growth Role of Platforms conference held in New Delhi. He highlighted that in today's digital age, the gig economy is offering new opportunities to millions of youth, women and persons with disabilities. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today recovered a cache of arms and explosives during a cordon and search operation in the Kasbalari area of Mendhar subdivision in Poonch district. During the operation, the forces recovered one big improvised explosive device, one small IED, two Chinese grenades, a 9mm pistol along with two rounds, 22 rounds of 7.62mm ammunition and an old black bag. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in the positive territory after a volatile trade today. The Sensex added 50 points to close at 82,276, while the Nifty rose 58 points to settle at 25,483. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.